to K-Wave 6 Radio, your show for all things positive. Here's your host, Kirk Spencer.
I'm really sick and tired of people sharing political, community, national, and international news and events created by mankind as if knowing this information, knowing this stuff, makes the problems go away. The way people, whether in YouTube videos, personal websites and blogs, Facebook, or any other social media network, share this stuff along with their opinions makes me want to ask, where are your facts? What's your proof for all this? Seeing all of this banter reminds me of a photo that has been floating around Facebook for a long time now. The photo shows a group of people standing around a drowning person. No one is helping this person, but almost everyone in the group has their cell phones out taking a video of the event. Many of us know that there are people who, whether they work for a government, a corporation, whatever, have their own agenda. So this does make it difficult to know who you're talking with, whether face-to-face and especially on the internet. Many of those people are very persuasive, and if you don't understand your own facts, you can be easily swayed to what they believe, or what they're trying to get you to believe. The other problem is our own anchors, which is a topic for our live show this coming Wednesday on Blog Talk Radio. We'll get more into that later. It seems to me that us, the average person, is more interested in passing information along to others for the ooh factor rather than offering solutions. No one offers solutions. That is, nothing more than someone should do something about this or that. So, who is that someone? Honestly, I don't care about the opinions of others when the facts are what I need to know. Ever try to fight, let's just say verbal fighting. Ever try to do a verbal argument or debate on opinions? You know, even in an argument or a debate, you have to argue with facts, something that you can prove. So if I'm to be an effective instrument of positive change, I need to know the facts, not opinions. Not long ago, I shared a video from a meteorologist which showed the causes for the recent flooding which had been occurring around the world. I wasn't showing this for the wow factor, wow, look at that, but to inform those who read my post why these events were happening. One person replied stating that there is technology which can affect the weather. My question is, proof? Where is your proof? I don't mean people's opinions about the antenna array in Alaska or other places in the world, but proof that these antenna arrays are actually being used for that purpose. Definitive proof. If you can get a scientist that comes on, and I mean a, a bona fide scientist, someone that we can know or we already know or whatever, something where we can find their credentials and say, okay, that person is a scientist and knows about this subject. Yeah, I would accept that. That's fine. Now, we as people have a habit of holding on to our beliefs, even in the face of facts, which brings us back to our previous shows on cognitive dissonance, being presented with evidence, but you're denying it because it goes against what you already believe to be true. With that in mind, how are we to better ourselves when we refuse to see facts, study them, eliminate the garbage, then find solutions to what are our problems? So let me ask you, was George Carlin correct when he said humanity is circling the drain? Are we too far gone to bring about positive change? At least for those who want change? Have we become spectators of our own demise in the one world we have to live? People, if the world goes down the drain, you're not going to be sitting back on another planet going, well, there goes my home planet. Guess I'll have to live here. Are you just willing to accept that this is the way it's going to be? This is the way it has to be? Is your opinion in action and your current personal comfort more important to you than the future will be if we don't make effective changes now? I'm going to make this short. So as I close, let me remind you about next week's live show with Blog Talk Radio. The title that has been chosen is Anchors. The idea behind the title is to address those things which hold us back from growing and changing, whether it's family, community, conformity, personal comforts, whatever it is. Are you growing or have you become stagnant? That show will be live and open to the listeners to call in to share your experiences, especially those which will help others to loosen or drop their anchors. You'll be able to keep up with the time of the show and more from the K-Wave 6 radio website at www.kwave6radio.tk. That's www.kwave6radio.tk. Also, if you'd like to be a part of the positive change, to share your ideas and to learn from others on how to make positive changes in your own life, your community, region, state or province, nation, and even the world, since we are all technologically connected with each other, join us in our new social network group at scene.is. That's www.scene, S-E-E-N, dot I-S. The I-S is for Iceland. The name of our group is How to Make a Better World. This is a proactive group to learn and share ways to make our world better for everyone. Again, that's www.scene, S-E-E-N, dot I-S. So thank you for listening to our show today, and we hope you'll be with us next week on our live show. All the best.
Thank you for joining us for today's show. We hope you found today's show interesting and of value to your life. Please visit our website at www.kwave6radio.tk. That's www.kwave6radio.tk. Follow our blog titled What's New for all upcoming shows and events. You can follow us easily by clicking the RSS feed icon on the blog page or via Twitter and our Facebook page. Also visit the Freedom Talk Radio Network and SETV site at www.freedomtalkradio.co.uk for more interesting programming. Most of all, K-Wave 6 radio programs are archived in our YouTube channel. See our homepage for more information. As always, all the best.